Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess. I'm Anna, and I have, of course, on the line with me, Miss Anita Rauch. Hello, Anita.
Hey.
Here we are again.
Like, here we are.
I felt like we were just on the air. Oh, we were. We were on the air 2 nights ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the full moon.
Was the full moon.
Yeah.
To let go. And had a lot of full moon, a couple of full moon callers and lots of full moon energy
mm-hmm.
out there. It was fun. Lots of fun.
It was
so
fun.
It seems like every time we jump on the show, we immediately have callers and listeners, which we love. We appreciate that. And since we've started the show, we've never really had the conversation between you and I as far as our bless the mess, and wanted to let the listeners kind of hear a little bit about your story and how you kind of changed. We're hanging out and talking about it, you know, and shifting and pivoting and doing all this stuff. So please share.
Well, I'd say probably since 2016, 2015, seems like God has left me with a lot of challenges to grow me. And one of my big challenges, which I know a lot of people feel because I just talk to so many people, that the workplace. I was due to retire, and we got some new management that was not really familiar with our organization. And anyway, there were some things that went on that were not ethical. There were lies told on evaluations, et cetera. Luckily, I had an outlet. Because I was a year away from retirement. They were trying to get rid of us. And luckily I had an outlet myself, because we had what was called an ethics hotline.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had a ton of documentation. And it's like I woke up one morning and something said, "You've got everything you need to document." And you know how I work, Anna. I mean, I just hear spirit. I hear God. I hear
mm-hmm.
spirit. That's just how it works for me. And so I talked to a lawyer friend of mine. They said, look at employee handbook. I did that. I got my head together about facts. I documented everything. I put it through. And, I mean, just miracles and miracles. The next day, everything was rescinded, and they didn't bother me again. And the reason I say all this is because I never really looked at it as like a terrible thing. I mean, it was terrible to me in the moment. You know, when I got that evaluation, I knew there were lies on it. But even then, I thought, you know what, this is not my stuff. I don't know what's happening here. I probably don't need to know. But, you know, I'm just going to tell the truth, use the resources I have to tell the truth, and just see what happens. And, you know, like I say, it all got worked out. But the reason I bring this up is because the more and more people I talk to seem to have frustrations at work. And they seem to, and I won't say you're not treated respectfully, because I think it really is other people's stuff, but it's hard to talk to people. It was a whole new learning for me to still show love when I knew that wasn't what was being thrown at me. And I guess that's the best way I can say it.
Right.
In fact, when I was given the bad evaluation, which, you know, I'd never been given one, I turned to the person. I said, "You must have had a really hard year. You got divorced. You moved. You got a new position." I said, "It must have been really hard on you." And I left it at that. I didn't even say anything about the evaluation because I knew it wasn't true. So it's kind of like, you know, what we've talked about. I think it's the more you resist, it persists. And so I didn't resist at all. I just did what I had to do and went through the proper channels. And, it, you know, it flowed. And hopefully we all learned from it. So that was really a tough one because, like I say, I was only a year away from retirement. And that would have messed up my whole retirement.
Right.
So it was a biggie.
Well, it's perspective. And like you said, that person had a lot going on in their life. And when you're coming from a place of changes like that,
mm-hmm.
you kind of see everything through that lens. And so that's not very helpful for, you know, people you're working with or people that you're around, because it kind of taints
mm-hmm.
the situation. That's interesting that, you know, it's their perspective. So I think that's a kind of a tough one. I feel like I've been really blessed in that I haven't had really the opportunity to work in a situation where I guess you would call that corporate or you would call that.
Yes, corporate.
Yeah. And I, you know,
more
I,
of an
I
office
haven't worked,
type environment.
An office
mm-hmm.
type environment. I've never not worked. I mean, I've worked in places, you know, ad agencies and things like that for not a long
mm-hmm.
period of time, but it wasn't. It seemed to be different back then. That was probably the 80s, the late 80s, early 90s, and
mm-hmm.
I would agree. Doing my own. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and actually, I was talking to my sister about this. Last night, I said, you know, I've sort of been living in a bubble for the past 30 years, not really, only in conversation have I been able to kind of understand what people are going through. And I do understand it because it is about energy. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for you to
mm-hmm.
be in a situation where you hold your vibration at a certain frequency and to come face to face, you're a very, you're very clear, though, when you talk and when you communicate, you're very clear. And I don't, you know, I've known you for many years, but I don't think I'm getting to know you better now that we're
mm-hmm.
we're not really on the, I guess, as I call it, the T-shirt circuit. You know, we're kind
right,
of doing,
right.
we're like on this, we're on the flip side of that. And,
right.
you know, just the times that I have come to you, I believe you're very clear, and even when you're really good at when there's a, because I always say I don't like confrontation, but if there is, you have the ability to say, to talk about it in a way that's very clear as far as what your intentions are and how you feel, and the thing is you speak up, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't do, you know, they just kind of
they don't. And I think that's why sometimes the companies get away with it.
Yeah. And it's like, because it's
mm-hmm.
like, wow, just because somebody holds a authority or the certain power, they feel like they can do things because, you know, and I'm guessing in an environment like that, I mean, there are a lot of different personalities. And
mm-hmm.
somebody might say, "Well, I'm there's something about that person. I may not like them, or that person's too jovial. That person's too happy. I can't handle that." You know, and a lot of times it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you
right.
because you smile too much. Well, you know, so, you know, what do you do about that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
well,
even
to top that off, for when this new person came, that was my boss. To top it all off with the evaluation and everything, she only talked to me 3 times in 1 year. And
wow.
She was my boss. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy energy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that in itself says something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are around people who don't feel good to you, notice what happens. Either you drop your energy to be with them, or you don't see them
mm-hmm.
because you can't stay in the same space. You can't.
Good point.
Can't be in the same. Yeah, you can't be in this. And this is kind of interesting too, because even I stayed with my sister a couple of days. I had to move some equipment over on her side of town, and
mm-hmm.
you know, this is something that's interesting to me is that before her husband came home, we took off to go grab something to eat, and my nephew was with me, and it was so weird, and she was talking to me about, you know, she understands this as well, and she's just, I just don't
mm-hmm.
want to be in that, I don't want to be in that energy, like when somebody's not happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just
mm-hmm.
know it, and I think you know what I'm talking about. It's like they are just resistant as to...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I thought, wow. And to be in a, you know, to be around people or have your family or somebody who's really close to you
mm-hmm.
really not
mm-hmm.
want to be happy, that's not an easy thing on people around you. And I say be
that's
happy, but it's like to just live, to be true to who you are or go do things or, you know, have experiences
mm-hmm.
or I happen
mm-hmm.
to know my brother-in-law loves to be by the water, but he, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he works at a hospital, and that's not for him. That's not a very exciting and but he's not happy with the people around him. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, but it's not about the people around him. It's about him. It's about his happiness
right.
and his,
right.
when people understand that, when you hold yourself in a certain place and you're not happy with your own life, that's going to show up in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Much like this person who gave you this crazy review, who's only spoke to you 3 times in a year, that was taking
mm-hmm.
out her frustration and her anger. I'm not sure it was just you. I'm sure it was a lot of other people too. And,
right.
Yeah, that's interesting that, you know, and that was an opportunity for you to, it wasn't necessarily a gentle way to speak up, but it was, you went through the proper channels and you did what you had to do.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, I've always said, and, you know, I'll share other things on our other shows because, you know, the other parts of my life in those years, because like I say, there were a lot of big, actually huge challenges, but I think
mm-hmm.
it was for a purpose. To, you know, like share on this show. If you know, I teach abundance and then I do, you know, sessions with people to guide them along if they're having a rough spot. And
mm-hmm.
I think all of that was to get me to this point, to tell you the truth. So I think you had said on another show that you always believe it's for your divine good. And, you know,
right.
that's just the way I feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things happen for your highest and greatest good. Sometimes we don't know that's what's happening when it's happening. And
right.
when we look back and go, wow, that just makes perfect sense now.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense now. So, yeah,
yep.
that's why the show's called Bless the Mess. Because only bless it and say, this was for my highest and greatest good, and I appreciate that. I thank you. I think when we understand that people come into our life and into our experience, even if it doesn't feel good at the time, we have to understand that they were there to help us, move us along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that
exactly.
that we do the things that we're supposed to do. You know, I firmly believe that. And on the other side, I know they thoroughly adore us and they love us They love us a lot to be able to come into this physical form and be the people that had to do the hard work with us.
Oh,
you know?
I agree.
And
mm-hmm.
That's why I say you've got to bless those situations and those people, and just know that you take that gift. There's always a gift, you know, maybe hidden in there a little bit. And when we can
right.
find out what that is, yeah, I think
it'll help listeners to know that, because I want the listeners to know that at the time it was very devastating.
Yes.
So it's not like I wasn't affected by it, but it just took a lot of courage to move through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people can resonate with that, because there isn't any, I don't know that there
mm-hmm.
is any situation or anything. I can't say that. I actually do know of someone who seems to be a person who lets things just kind of slide off of them. And it's, I don't know him very well, but it seems like he allows that. And I don't know him very well, so I haven't really had any really deep conversations with him, but it seems like he allows, it's kind of like, there's nothing, he says that, and I've said it too, there's nothing I can do about that. I have to just be in a space of being okay with whatever that situation is. And I've heard him say, there's nothing I can do about that. You know, it is what it is. And let's move on from here. And maybe that's a process, or maybe that's a something that he learned early on in life. It seems interesting to me, because even though I say, you know, we have to, and we do, and that's what I try to share with people. How do we look in a different direction? How do we share, how do we change our perspective so that we get that gift, whatever it is in that situation? Because that's what
mm-hmm.
happens when we're shifting spiritually, and emotionally, what happens is things change, because your
mm-hmm.
energy changes and your frequency changes, and people around you are going to change. You're going to see those changes. People are going to act differently, or you will invite people into your life who are going to sort of test who you are. And so
mm-hmm.
you look at that and you're like, wait a second, what's happening here? There's always something that's happening. And what happens is most people just have to get to the point where you surrender. Like, you have to let go. And it's like, okay, I'm letting
right.
go right now. I'm just going to trust. I trust that the universe has my back. You know,
right.
I trust that all is well.
Mm-hmm.
I trust that, you know, I'm going to be, and I mean, I know I'm completely there right now, because that is what I have
mm-hmm.
to be. There's something about just kind of riding this wave. And it's not a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
not at all.
Right.
It's just that you are at this. I'm at this point where I'm just saying to myself, you know, it's time. It's time to move forward. It's time to do some things that you haven't done before. And it's a little bit scary, but a little bit exciting all at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
I think that for people, we get so comfortable. I call it comfortably uncomfortable. So
mm-hmm.
we stay in situations that don't feel good, and we don't move anywhere. We don't take those inspired action, or even the inspired risks to
mm-hmm.
do something else or to see something. I mean, I know I have family members who've hardly traveled anywhere in their lives, and
mm-hmm.
they always, you know, when I'm with a couple of them, they're like, oh, you did this and you did that. And it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to fly. I'm afraid to drive through these cities. I'm afraid. Fear, 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 fear. And
mm-hmm.
and I think, you know, when do you live? When do you live? Like, when
mm-hmm.
are you going to start living? You know, because they're living out. Anyway, I'm getting off on another tangent, but.
Well,
you know, I think a lot of people
like
that.
I like what you said, that, and I think once you push through challenges, you get to the point where you realize it is pushing you to something better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you may not realize it right in the situation, but once you go through several, you're like, okay, what do you have for me? What's better?
Yeah, I just asked the universe. Yeah, I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Show me.
Right.
I'm ready.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's huge. It's a trust. You know, trust that next step. Trust that next turn. Trust where you're going. Trust your own internal GPS.
Right.
Yeah. Not an easy thing.
By the way, I will say I got an excellent evaluation the next year.
Same person?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they left me in that department. And they came in and they said, just sign it. It's excellent. And I said, well, can I read it first? But, yeah, so that's kind of what I'm saying, that if you, and I think you said, if you stand your ground and you stay on the, on the loving side, so to speak, on
mm-hmm.
the truth side, that, you know, it can turn around.
Yeah. Did she talk to you more in the next year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she even had me help her evaluate someone else. So, I mean, that's a complete turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe what you said to her in her office kind of hit her, I mean, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Like you basically said, I'm aware that you are going through these changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, three years.
You must have had a really tough year. You acknowledged her too, and that you weren't calling her out. You didn't do anything like that. You just acknowledged her for where she was at the time. And sometimes that's important to be acknowledged.
Right.
And yeah, and just say, I know you're it's tough. You know, a lot of times we don't know what people are going through, and we don't know, you know, really what's really happening in their lives. And
I think at that heat of the moment, you know, when someone blindsides you, you know, in that heat of the moment, we can all have a big reaction instead of waiting, thinking, and responding in a kind way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not easy to do, I can tell you.
No, it's not. Well, and on the other side too, like that's got to be interesting too, dealing with all these different types of people and personalities. And then in my so many years of being in business and having hired a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, and absolute strangers that I didn't know. I've had a couple of different really interesting episodes of how to communicate with people. And I've always attempted to help people wherever they were. But at some point, there were a couple of times when it was what I call beyond my scope. And I remember in both instances, big instances, actually, I had to let people go. And one of them was begging me for her job, and I thought, and that one was drug related, we had advanced her some money and did things to try to help her get on her feet and get an apartment and stuff, and she just went out and literally inhaled it and was gone, disappeared for about a week. I can't continue to support someone who's
right,
not helping themselves in a good positive way.
Yeah.
And then the other one,
a
dear friend of mine, actually, a group of us had gotten together and really tried to help get on her feet, got her a place to live, gave her a job, helped her out in so many different ways. And it was just this pattern of repeated there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need help. And it just got to the point where I said, this is beyond my scope, because things started happening at work where things were getting really kind of messed up, and I couldn't rely on her to be by herself. You know, so a few things like that. And as much as I want to help people, I do, I so want to, I cannot help someone who's willing to help themselves, who isn't willing
Correct.
To step up. And, And then, you know, it's like, I love you, and I can't pay you and do the work and
right.
replace everything that just got messed up. Eventually it's going to deplete what I have. It's not going to work. So, again, you try, and when it just continues to break down, you just, at some point, I have to say, because there were days when I would say, oh gosh, I feel like I'm coaching and printing and doing everything all in the same day, because I was trying to help some people shift their perspective. And, when it finally just gets to that point, it's like, you need move you on to psychiatric help. I mean, there's nothing else I can do. I just,
right.
It's just too much. So you know,
right.
I see that with people, and I my heart goes out to them, and I want to, I want to be there and support people. And I will support people who will support themselves. That's the key. That you want
Correct.
The changes, you're ready to make the moves, you're ready to shift, and when that happens, that's when you raise your hand and say, okay, let's go on this journey and watch what happens. Yeah, so it's interesting.
Yep.
It's very interesting how life's little turns. I think, looking now at all the stuff, I think a lot of listeners were with me when, all the messy stuff in my life was happening a couple of years ago, and attempting to, turn that around and be positive at the same time, just feel like you're kind of in pieces, and it's really kind of why I got off the air for a little while, because I didn't feel like I was in a really good space to have these conversations, because I was really using all my energy to get myself back to a place where I felt I was thinking healthier, and I was taking inspired action and just kind of dusting myself off a little bit. And I think that the messiness and life itself right in there is, finally it's like, okay, I feel strong enough. I feel like I'm starting to put myself back together, and I'm starting to do things to now push myself towards a direction that I can, not only can I help myself, but I can help other people too. But I think that's what we get out of it.
Definitely.
Yeah, we get put in these situations when we have to, hold our ground. I know for me, I was at the beginning of 2019, I was angry. I was really angry. And probably about three quarters through the year, I just finally, everything got, I felt like got lifted. And that was a process of a lot of work. And, the feelings now are so much lighter and so much better. And
it's
hear about life. I mean, today I spent the whole day with my ex and our two kids, and we there was no bickering, no fighting, no, just a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. And Anita did this with her granddaughter last Sunday, and I took my kids today. There's a place here called Snow Mountain. It's in Atlanta. It's Stone Mountain, but they have a place where you can go snow tubing. And it was a blast. We had so much fun. And it was nice to spend that time with them and just be in that energy. And we were all wiped out while we were done. We went and grabbed something to eat after that. And we went back to their place. And I said, I've got to get going. And, everybody's like, we're all going to take a nap. We're all tired. So. But it was absolutely a beautiful day with all of them.
Cool.
And that's taken a lot of shifting to even come to that. And
it's been beautiful.
And for me
lot.
To say, yeah. And for me to say, it's time for me to go. I'm gonna go.
I know.
I'm staying at my cousin's. Yeah. Because usually I want to linger. I'd love to be around my kids all the time. And at the same time, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a lot for me to get to that place. And So, again, blessing the mess and understanding that once you do it, once you bless it and know it's for your highest and greatest good, allow it to move on.
Yeah.
Well, that's, That's called life, right?
Yep, that is.
Oh, my God.
That definitely is. Repeat the lesson until you get it. Yep, that's life.
That's life. Well, that's a, I'm not sure. Well, I can tell you I did learn some lessons in that, what I felt were my own personal shifts. And then
mm-hmm.
now it's just, all I hear is just be easy about it all. Just be easy and allow yourself to enjoy the moment and then, go do what you have to do. Go be, I think I talked to a friend / a coach of mine who said, regardless of what you decide to do, your kids are your kids, and they're just going to love you regardless, which is, so true. Like today, it was just, the laughter part for me is so important, and just seeing my kids smiling and happy is, that's the world to me, so.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. Anyway, so we don't have anybody raising their hand. So if you do want to get on the call, just push 1 and I'll get you in the queue. In the meantime, do you got any cards there?
I do.
You want to pull some? Let's pull some cards.
Want me to
see what shows up for us?
Okay. So let's see what the universe is trying to tell all of us on this call. All right. I was drawn tonight to my animal card. So I thought, if I'm drawn to it, I better pull it. So I'm going to pull one. Oops, we got one that popped out there. All right. So this card is the seagull card, and it's called Princess of Winter. And it's interesting because what we were just talking about. It says this is an intellectual challenge that calls upon your ability to think of a matching solution. That's what I love about cards. You can't make it up. The spirit, God, universe, whoever, as a person's support, is always listening. And it says, if helpful information, which you were talking about with people that you helped, if helpful information is put to you bluntly, accept the message without being bothered by the messenger. And that's in a way what I faced. I wasn't bothered by the messenger, and I accepted it at the moment, but then, took the documentation to let the truth out of the bag. So that's our first card, and just looking at to see if there's anything else I see in it. And it also says seagulls are like a symbol of victory, too. So I feel like all of us are going to be able to overcome whatever situation. The second card I'm going to pull.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I was going to say 2020 just seems like it has a it seems like it has a different energy. That we really moved into a different energy where 2019 really was, and as far as numerology goes, 2020 is a 4 year in itself, which is about being organized, planning and setting goals and things like that. It almost seems that things that we've been setting up and putting into motion are really going to come into fruition and kind of manifest them themselves this year, where 2019 was a 3 year, it's a creative year, it's also foundational. So it's and it's fun. It was fun for me. I know it was a fun year. As crazy as things were, as messy as they were, I made some choices that allowed me to have some fun, get creative, and I think this 2020 energy. And then if you are listening, take your birth month and your day, and so mine is March the 9th. So that's 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 plus 2, 3, and then 3 plus 4. So whatever your month and date, add it together, reduce it to one number, and then add 4 to it. That's the year that you're in. So, or you're going in. On my birthday in March, I'll be going into a 7 year, which is very introspective. And depending on where you are, today, I think now I'm in a 6 year. I'll be in a 7 year. So depending on where you are, too, and how that affects you, I know going into a 7 year for me means I will probably start doing automatic writing again. There's a lot of more spiritual things that are going to come through. There's a lot of that that's going to be happening. I know for me this time, I can, it's that's interesting.
One word,
and I think about that.
One word I've heard a lot is it's going to bring clarity, which is kind of what you're saying.
Yes.
This year is going to bring clarity to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so for some of you, the next card, the next card is Helper of Emotion. So for some of you, romance is going to bloom. marriage proposals, weddings, past life connections. And it could be a lot of creativity between you. That's what that card is. Yep. So Seagull and Helper of Emotions. Yep.
Interesting cards. Is this from the same?
Well,
I've heard
a lot of the romance stuff. No, one was from the animals. The other one was from guardian angels.
Okay, guardian angels. Okay, you've heard some romance stuff happening.
Oh yeah, a lot of people say that and especially I've heard a lot about the past connections. For those that are without someone that. There may be someone from the past that comes back in. Yep. So let's go right along with it.
Yep.
So get ready. Get ready, listeners.
I mean, and honestly, we can create it any way we want once we put our minds to it and really go through that process of focusing. I think that's my word for the first quarter of 2020 is focus. Time to focus and understand that.
But I would,
once we focus,
I would like to.
No, go ahead.
I would like to say too that though that we can create anything. I totally agree with that. But I think when you're talking about romance, you kind of want to get your stuff together. You want to really learn the lessons is what I'm trying to say so that you don't have to keep repeating them in other relationships.
Right.
So be honest with yourself is what I'm trying to say, listeners.
Well, you know, now that you say that, I often think about one of the patterns. I mean, like, there's a pattern. Actually, here's something funny. About a year ago, somebody I dated in the past had called me and said, I just want you to be aware of a pattern that you have, and I feel like you're doing the same thing. And I said, I just started laughing. I said, I'm aware of the pattern. I'm really, what I have to say is clear communication, because stating what it is that you want in a relationship is so important. And when you really want to be in relationship, or if I say focus, but be in relationship or look towards that with someone who is already, who's independent, who has their own opinions, their own ideas, their own passion, their own thing, whatever it is that they're doing, they're independent, can stand on their own feet. I mean, and maybe I'm just ranting off about myself, but here's the deal.
True in my life.
Yeah. Because what happens is, if you're bringing in somebody into your space who is relying on you, or you're relying on them, that's already an issue before anything, you know, develops, because at some point there's going to be this, I'm doing so much, I'm not doing enough. There's always eventually down the line these arguments and these, or misunderstandings. And it's like, and then it's, oh, you said you were going to love me forever and you were going to take care of me. Well, you know, it was all great and cute in the beginning, but after a while, you know, it's like, I'm exhausted, I'm overworked, I'm working 3 jobs, you know, you hear that. And it's, and I'm saying that, I feel like I'm talking about a physical part of it, but also, I really want to stress the spiritual and emotional part of it. Someone who is spiritually and emotionally on their journey to, I want to say, be the best that they can be. And it's not negating stuff that happens in life, because stuff is going to happen. And that's something that we were kind of talking about today, is that, you know, a lot of people on the spiritual path are, let's be happy, let's smile all the time, let's be positive, but not think about the sadness or the anger. And it's like, oh, no, it's not what I'm saying at all. Address those things, acknowledge those things, for those things are the things that move us in a different direction. You know, happiness does too, but when we look in the direction of being joyful, or look in the direction of being happy, even if we're not, but we're looking that way, we don't want to stay in this, the mess. We don't want to stay there. When you look in that direction of happy and joy, and you've got someone who is solidly on their feet and they get it, you know, if you've been in a relationship for 10 or 15 years and you had that, and that's great, and then maybe one of you loses their job or their business, then the other is there to support. That's positive. That's great. But when you're starting out something in a relationship that's new, and you don't have those, you know, this is what I'm learning now, you don't have those healthy boundaries. You don't have those healthy boundaries. There comes what, you know, and I don't like to label things, but there comes that word codependent. There's that issue of, you know, if we're going to live in this world, there are some, you know, spiritually, where are you? Emotionally, where are you? Physically, where are you? And take a look at that, folks, because and maybe that's why a lot of people from the past are coming back in, because they've learned as well. Because depending on where you are, like I'm in my mid-50s, I'm not looking for, you know, I'm not looking to go out and party and, you know, go crazy and do all that stuff. I am really about becoming the person that I'm supposed to be. And I'm very, very focused on my spiritual well-being and my emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. Those are top of the list. So if when I bring someone in my life, I want someone who can support that. Yes, of the physical as well. But I will, mm-hmm. I will do that as well. Can I support you physically?
Right.
Can I support or spiritually and emotionally? And I think that's important. And maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there should be, we should do a whole relationship less than math. I don't know. So between the two of us, I think we've been through enough relationships that we can,
yeah.
we can speak to that. You
we
think
could.
We'd be pros by now.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting when people come back in or people are showing up in your life. And it's like, there's a reason why people do show up in your life. And maybe
mm-hmm.
you might think it's because, oh, this is a partner, it's a partner dating, whatever kind of thing. But it could just be, you know, that person's there to learn from you or to teach you.
Right.
Do something
I agree with
that you have no idea. Yeah. Maybe it's just how to stand in your own shoes. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's has a reason, and that's the crazy part, Anita. Is I think, you know, we bring people into our lives for a reason. And
oh, definitely.
When we don't believe that, and you know, we have people point their finger and say it's your fault. You did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm looking back on past relationships and saying I can't blame anyone for that relationship. I can't blame anybody for that mess. I can't blame anybody for the messes that I've been in. Those are my messes. I created
mm-hmm.
them, and why did I create
mm-hmm.
them? Let's peel back that onion and let's see why I created this. What is this teaching me? Maybe it's just about being patient. Maybe it's just about loving unconditionally. Maybe it's just being in a space
all of the above.
All of the above. It's true.
In my life, it's in all of what you mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got all my cards ready if we got any callers that want a reading or want to share. I'd love to hear some other people's stories.
No one's volunteering, so
okay.
We're just gonna be patient. Sometimes it's like that. It gets a little crickety every once in a while, and that's why I always say, Mom gave me the gift of gab, so I could just talk. You know. yeah. Listening in, you want to get on? Just push one, and that raises your hand. I'm staring at the switchboard right now. So,
okay. Press
yeah,
one.
People,
we'd love to hear
yeah.
from you.
No, I think it's interesting.
My son
I think
was just
Friday
calling
night.
Me. He, yeah.
Oh, was
what
he?
Now? Yeah, he was
I said,
calling me.
I
he
said,
said
I,
that he's sending us good, positive vibes.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know.
That's sweet. Well, I think sometimes, like I know Friday we were, the switchboard was just lit up. And
wow.
I still think
mm-hmm.
the full moon had something to do with that. People,
yeah.
you know, because we could have taken probably two or three more callers that night. People were just raising their hand, which always gets me. It's like, you know, if nobody's going to raise their hand, yeah, we've got our hour. We'll do our hour, and then we'll you know,
okay.
close out the show. But
good.
Yeah, but it's so funny to me. It's like, watch what happens in the last 5 minutes. Somebody will raise their hand. I have a question.
That's okay.
I was like,
too.
Okay.
I'm not in a rush if you're not. So, yeah.
Oh no, not at all. Actually,
okay.
I'm very blessed to be at my cousin's, and it's me and the dog, and we're just hanging out and relaxing.
Right.
And like I said, I had a full day with Steph and the kids, and came back to the house and just relaxed for a little bit, and then you know just
nice.
Kind of messaged you just to make sure, like we you know because sometimes
mm-hmm.
you never know, we're in the middle of something, and but I like doing the Sunday show. It's always something that I've always wanted to do, and yeah, it's just
mm-hmm.
nice and peaceful, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a few people in and out of the chat, so just want to acknowledge KKDD, who was here earlier, and Moon Goddess 020, who is there. And Anita is pulling cards. If you want a card pull, just shout out and let us know. And again, if you're calling in, push one, and we'll. And if you want to talk, that's a thing. Some people might want a reading, but they don't want to talk. That's why I'm glad you pulled those cards earlier.
Oh, okay.
Earlier,
well, either way,
give,
fine
yeah.
with me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So let me ask you this, Anita. When did you start doing the tarot? Like your.
Mm-hmm. I went through it's a gal from California, Corinne Grillo, and because
mm-hmm.
of all the work stuff, and then on another show, you know, I'll talk about my relationship, but because of all that, I felt like I was at a point where I needed to start really honing my spiritual gifts. And
mm-hmm.
because I've always been very close to nature, especially birds. I don't know, I just love birds. And, you know, all animals, but I don't know, birds seem to just be around me all the time. And also, you know, I'm very empathic, and ever since I was little, I could kind of know what people were feeling or thinking. And
mm-hmm.
I always got, you know, messages, no matter what happened, I knew I had, you know, angels, spirits, God, whatever around me, because, you know, I was in many situations which could have been bad, but they never got bad. So I knew I was always protected. So I joined the group
mm-hmm.
called Angel Alchemy Academy, and it was totally online. It was 6 months. We learned, as anybody can, we learned, you know, how to up our intuition. And for me, and we did what we call stranger danger, just like
mm-hmm.
if one of my classmates was on the call tonight and, you know, we had a caller that wanted a reading. That's what we called stranger danger, because we all knew each other in the class.
Mm-hmm.
But can you actually do it for someone you don't even know? So that's why we called it stranger danger. So that's how we upped our intuition and got more comfortable. And just a couple
mm-hmm.
of examples, there was one lady that I always, I was doing a reading for, and she went to get something. And I said, why are there turtles around you? And because we learn just to say what we see. And
mm-hmm.
She said, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying that. My father collected turtles. He loved turtles. And when they buried him, they put all his turtles in the lake across from him. Like,
oh, wow.
So that he could be, his grave could be facing the turtles. So,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's just. Things like that, that another girl I did a reading for, I saw a gecko on her left shoulder and then a young teenage boy on her right. Well, she had a friend who had died young, and they both had the same gecko tattoo.
Oh,
now,
okay.
These are things I don't know, you know. And then
sure.
I described the young man to her, and that was a boy who was her boyfriend who had died early.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so that's how I see things, and I learned to trust that in this class.
Okay.
So,
I'm fascinated by that. At the same time, I'm also, I don't, you know, part of me doesn't, and maybe I do, I just don't speak it or get it, that, because sometimes I can sense things, but it's like
uh-huh.
I just don't. I don't know if there's a connection, and sometimes I'll just say it, and then somebody will say, "Oh, well, you know," kind of not as clear as that. And I think that's been part of what I'm thinking about is, you know, maybe you need to hone that skill of.
But
I never considered myself.
I think with life coaching, you kind of have to have that skill, though, Anna, personally.
Yeah. That
You just may have that, it in a different way, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, intuitively, I've been able, when I communicate with my clients, especially in the, because I do more consulting than coaching right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving into the coaching, the coaching arena, but the consulting part is intuiting, you know, the best needs for marketing for my client, which one of my clients, every time we intend to do certain things, it's funny how things happen before we even start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like sending out her emails, and as soon as we intend and write an email and decide to do something, like all of a sudden all this business comes in, and then she's like, I don't know if I want you to send out that email because I'm kind of busy. So I'm like, well, we should probably send it out anyway.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's just a thank you or something like that. So we do it, but every time we intend, she's like, well, wait, don't do that. You know, and it's always been that way. It's for the past, she's been in business now, it'll be 3 years in February, and her business has grown, and it's an, I built her an e-commerce store, and she's doing fairly well. She does pop-up stores, and she does her e-commerce store, and she wants to have more people, so she doesn't have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons why people really like her is they like to meet her and talk to her about things, and she's a nice lady. So, I think
but
about
I
that, and I just
Well, I have to apologize to you because I really didn't answer your question because you asked me about cards.
that's just got you in started intuitively honing your skill.
It did. And then I joined Angel Tribe with Kyle Gray, who's out of the UK. He's written several books and he's done several card decks. And he is like, I'd say kind of like an expert on archangels. And so I got certified in card reading with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's he it's still the same thing I do, you know, seeing things, but sometimes I can see more. The cards are like kind of a confirmation of messages coming through, if that's a good way to put it. You know, I can see these messages, but then when I pull a card, I like,
it just goes along with it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's and a lot of times that's exactly what I feel like. Cards and any modality really, kind of to verify what's happening, or verify exactly what you tell them. And, you know, because I'm also a proponent of that whatever comes up, like you're validating, like you validated somebody's father being around and you validated, you know, somebody's friend. And I think that's really great. And, you know, when people call and ask about their future, am I going to get that job or am I going to meet that person? And it's really gauging. I mean, what I do is I gauge that person's energy. Like if they call up there and they're like all, you know, you can feel their excitement. Okay, hey, I'm just wondering if I'm going to get this, and you know, and then it's like, you know, if you keep that energy up, you know, and I want to say that if you keep that energy up, you're going to get it. Yes. At the same time, if you're calling me because you're questioning, that's very resistant energy. So it's really helping. For me, it's helping somebody adjust their vibration or adjust their energy so that they get. You know, they keep themselves at that place where they're open to receive the job or the person or the you know, whatever it is that they're looking for. And I think
and really
when,
like
you know,
like you say, they can just set their intent. You know, they can as far as you're saying, letting it go. You know, they can say, okay. You know, this is what I see my ideal job being. And so, you know, I'm just trusting that this is what's going to come my way. So now I let go and surrender, and I trust the universe to bring that to me. And that's the hard part, is being patient and paying attention to the signs.
Yes. And, you know, it's so interesting now, because I'm studying the Hawaiian shamanism practice of Ho'oponopono.
Mm.
And that's been, it's really simple, yet understanding it has been kind of, you know, how it worked, because it's really about asking for forgiveness and apologizing and saying, I thank you and I love you, but it's, you're talking to yourself and you're
mm-hmm.
releasing what they call memories, and that, and then you're asking for, you're talking to yourself, which is actually you talking to the divine. So it's interesting, because, you know, I've talked to a few people that are like, well, I don't like saying I'm sorry. Like, I understand that. And you're not apologizing to anybody external of you. You're apologizing to yourself. You know, you're apologizing. And you don't even have
right.
to use that word. You can just use, yeah. So it's been really interesting, because it's about this particular, this is all about healing relationships and
mm-hmm.
all relationships. Every connection with another human being is a relationship. So when things come up, it's about healing that thing, that maybe that resistance or that whatever that is that's going on. It's healing that process, healing that thing that's going on, so that you can move on. You can, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, live your life and not have it sort of stuck in your craw, if you will. You know, so I
but,
thought it. At
well,
that, I mean, there's a.
I think in my situation with work, exactly what you're saying is I could have compassion for what that person was going through, even though I was feeling attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's in a huge way, you know, I was forgiving, because it was like, you know, I know this is, you know, a bad time for you.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't about me and my performance. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We do have someone raising their hand. I told you. What did I tell you?
All right. Yay.
I know this is our friend. I believe this is our friend Jay from Canada. I got the same area code.
Oh,
Jay, is
nice.
That you?
Yes, it is. Anna.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
hey,
there
Jay.
He is. There he is. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey there.
I was telling Anita earlier, I said, you know, because I put us on, I give us extra time, because usually, well, last Friday we had the switchboard lit up and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And so we just, yeah, so we stayed. I try to give us a little extra time, and then we end up doing 90 minutes, which is fine. And I said, watch, but within the last 5 minutes of the hour, somebody's going to raise their hand. And you did. You just got on here, but hey.
Thank you, Jay.
So what's up, man?
I was wondering, what are you talking about, actually? I just heard a little bit of part of the show, so what are the topic of the show?
I was asking Anita about how she got started with tarot and really being into it. You know, it's like I don't want to say I'm the newbie here, but I haven't been totally aware for, like, Elisa, what? She's been doing numerology and all of her little woo-woo things since she was, like, 8, right? So she's
mm-hmm.
got lots of experience. I'm just sort of this person that had some stuff happen and started thinking differently, and therefore I started regurgitating out some stuff that really helped me. And, you know, so here I am, but I say I'm intuitive, and I think I've understood that. Like, I feel things in my gut and I got it and I move in that direction. Or I tell people, hey, you know, let's look at this in a different light or whatever. But I've never considered myself empathic or psychic or a medium or stuff. And I've had situations where I've had stuff come through on occasion for people, and I'm like, whoa, what was that? You know? So I just was asking Anita, you know, how she started with tarot, and she was kind of giving me a little history of how she started working with different teachers and And that's been fascinating because, you know, because this has not been a focus of mine until very recently on how to hone these skills. And that's my next step is
allowing my. Yeah, this is the past, you know, several years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been ongoing. So how about you, Jay? Because I know you do a lot of stuff. You do a lot of, you know, you seem to be tapped in there, man. So tell us about your journey a little bit.
Well, you know, my journey started in 2003 when I said to myself, there's got to be more than this. You know, I was working long hours as an entrepreneur and going like, there's got to be more of this. So I took a meditation course, and basically I wanted to learn everything about spirituality. And I was actually getting burnt out on learning everything all at once, right? And I used to go to there was a tea house where they have psychics there, and I used to talk to them about lots of things. And I started learning books. And some part of me said, you know, it's got to let this go for a little bit. So, for example, I was reading Conversations with God one time, and I read most of the book, and I just, like, quit. Then 2 years later, I read the book, and I understood actually it more. So, that's how I got started in the spiritual stuff. And doing all sorts of things, numerology and sweat lodges and drumming and all sorts of things like that. So, and spoon bending, which is also fun, and... Yeah.
Yeah, neat.
And I find that...
I've got another...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that spoon bending thing. I met somebody else online that does the spoon bending thing, which I don't know that I really understand it. But, I mean, my guess is you mentally bend the spoon? Is that what happens?
Yeah, actually, you don't mentally bend it. Actually, you physically bend it, but you overcome the notion that the metal is solid, and channel energy into that spoon where you want to bend it and bend it.
Cool.
Once you get used to it, you can actually bend it with your mind. But me, I just did it once or twice, and it was just bending with making a whole bunch of different bends in it. So, yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
I mean, there's
Do you still meditate, Jay?
No, but I'm going to be doing actually yoga just shortly. So, I think this year with all the craziness that's going on in the world, which has started already, is that it usually says to me that I'm going to do more meditation. Just get into it slowly, probably with my yoga first. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many different things happening out in the world. It's amazing. I do want to shout out, I'll say a shout out to my family in the Philippines, they were getting rained on by sand earlier today. So it's been a lot of my family who were here, they were in Japan too, and they were actually, all their flights were canceled. Like, my cousin was trying to get over to Vietnam. I had another one coming home. So all the flights were canceled and stuff like that. So I'm sending them lots of love. And it seems to be a crazy mess there. But everybody seems to be fine. So connected with my dad and stuff like that, because he's over there. But they have shut down, like, the airports and stuff like that to figure out what's going on. And then, of course, my friends in Australia who are dealing with the fires and... of course, there's been a lot of blessings and a lot of positive energy being sent out to Australia, and they got rain, so woohoo to that. It's kind of weird. Like, you're kind of seeing stuff happen in the world, and you're like, what's that about, you know? And I'm also a huge proponent of Mother Nature taking herself back. You know, it's how things change. Things are going to change, and sometimes we may not like what that looks like. And so we just send a lot of love, and hopefully people are going to be fine. But
we did a meditation with a big group on, it was yesterday at 1:11 Eastern time. It was like a mass meditation that a bunch of groups did, and what they did is they all took, you know, a few minutes to meditate, however they meditate, and to bring light into the earth, and everybody on the earth, you know, envision that coming from the universe and going to the core of the earth, and then going to every, you know, human on earth, animal, you know, just going through everything in the earth, bringing light to it. So, and that was like a mass meditation. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all felt lighter, but we were meditating light into you.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. I don't know. I've been feeling lightheaded off and on for the past couple of days, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. No.
Nah.
I don't think it's important.
Eclipses, full moon, and all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of energy shifts. I know Elisa and I were talking about that. I mean, we got some really, I don't know how your weather was up there yesterday, but there was something that crazy coming through, like a major storm. And
well, I was,
you know, like with Elisa,
Georgia Tech. Yeah, I was actually down at
okay.
Georgia Tech. But, yeah, it was crazy down there, too.
Yeah. It's almost eerie. That's the word I would describe it. Like the weather's been kind of eerie. The skies have been kind of eerie. And I mean, so maybe that feels bad to some people. To me, it's just mysterious. You know, it's like
right.
up with the sky. Like there's so much. Usually, you have like one formation of clouds, and there's like five different types of clouds or four different types of clouds up there right now. What's up with that? You know, so it's been interesting to watch. I'm kind of fascinated as to, again, physically, because we can say spiritually and emotionally things are going to shift, but when that shift happens too, stuff's going to happen physically in the world.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
here's if people are into planets, you know, I mean, we're a planet, but January 12th, which is today, is a huge energy shift. It's Saturn conjunct with Pluto in Capricorn. And the last time these two were aligned was over 500 years ago. So this has not been like this for 500 years. And it says it will trigger a collective shift. The last time they connected in Libra, and that was 1982. So now it's in Capricorn, which was 500 years ago. And what it says is that old energy is ending. 38 years of karmic energy has closed, and now deeds will now be repaid. Those who have been spreading light will be rewarded, and it's a great karmic reset. So, anyway, for what that's worth, if you're into the planets, that's that's what's happening with Saturn and Pluto.
See, all that just kind of goes, what? You know, when people say, Mercury's in retrograde, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that does explain things, weird energies and things that happened. It's like, but I do, you know, it's like part of me is like, I get it. Like things like that energetically are going to affect us. They're going to affect us physically.
Right.
They're going to affect us emotionally. You know, we have
Correct.
To look at those things and go, you know, I know something's going on. I always just assume there's always a planetary shift somewhere happening in the world. Something's going on because I'm like standing on my head,
sure.
you know? Yeah. It definitely.
Yeah, but this one hasn't
been
for 500
funky.
Years. So yeah, they say it's, you know, it's a big one, supposedly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just today. Yes.
But
correct.
I have a question.
January.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
I have a question for both of you. I have a question for you regarding talking about astrology. Have you? I was talking to an astrologer, and it kind of like pricked my ears regarding. There's certain points in your chart to your life where you have opportunity to really have a connection with the universe and manifest. Have you looked into that also, and have you found out anything that's in your chart that says, okay, maybe, you know, this year is a year for whatever? I just wonder what your thoughts about that is.
I've been thinking about it, you know, because it's been a long time since I had somebody do my chart. But yes, I have heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have too, and I actually got something. I was trying to think of what the name of it. It's not from America, I know. There's that comes in my inbox, and I've been reading it on occasion, and it talks about, and that was one of the things about this year for me was supposed to be because of how the planets lined up with everything when I was born, because, you know, I've got the time of my birth, and I've got, you know, where I was born and all that stuff, and I've plugged it into these different things, and then there's this thing that says, you know, you are going to have some specific periods of time in this year where you can, you know, very much, you know, propel yourself forward. And, you know, it's so weird. And I think before I even really got this idea of energy and this idea of being more or being able to be something other than what I thought I could be, I would get these fantastic readings. Like, I would go to the big psychic fair. I've been going to that for over 20-something years, right? My friend Gloria does it every month, and I've been going for a very long time, but almost as a joke, if you will, in the beginning, and I would get these fantastic readings, but I would get readings, and it was like, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that, you know, I print t-shirts, that's what I do, you know, and so other things happen, you know how you look back, and you go, oh my God, like, I got that reading, like, so many years ago, like, you know, 20 years ago, and then 15 years ago, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like this, and so it's like a wake-up call now, because I wasn't thinking about going in this direction, like you talk about the conversations with God, like all those books, like somehow they ended up in my hands, and like you, I would read them, and I'm like, I'm trying to digest this, and I'm like, you know, and then The Secret, and then it's like all these little books that just come somehow land in your lap, literally. I remember buying The Secret. I bought like a case of them. I was giving them out like business cards to people because I was so excited. And I just, it's like trying to just eat this information, like get as much of this information as I possibly could. And it's like, I'm no scientist, so I can't, I mean, I know, obviously try to understand quantum physics, but that's like way over my head. But it's like when science and metaphysics start merging and start talking about the same stuff, I'm like, okay, you know, I do understand energy and I do understand metaphysical stuff. And then when this guy's talking about quantum physics and I'm actually understanding what he's saying, I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because now they're like all together, right? They're all like, science is now backing it. And it's like, it's crazy when you think about that, but you've got to know that there's something to it. There is, you know, and if I were, I mean, I'll be honest, most astrologers, like full-blown astrologers that I know personally, are out there. They are, like, and, you know, and I'm saying that in a nice way.
Yeah,
but,
I know
you
you're
know,
saying that.
People, people who don't understand this, we'll go, that person's a little, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? I mean, they're lovely people, but they like, get out into the ethers with this stuff. And I'm a practical person. I'm like, okay, I want to know, like, if I need to be driving my car on a Tuesday at 11 o'clock, and, you know, I'm like, can I go in and I buy a lottery ticket? Am I going to buy that? Am I going to get that Mega Million, you know? Or if I go and I sit with this client tomorrow at 10:30, am I going to sign a contract with them that's going to help, you know, I'm going to be doing their marketing, you know, something like, how can I make that solid? How can I, so yes, to answer your question, Jay, that's been something that I've been really fascinated with, because they say, you know, and then you get these astrologers that are like, you know, pay me $40 a month and I'll send you a report every month on what you're supposed to do, and don't forget to buy your lucky pendant on the way out, you know. So,
yeah, right.
Who do you believe? And I have enough psychic friends and enough astrology friends if I could get through the, if I could really see what they were talking about in the ethers, because they do talk about the planetary shifts and stuff like that, but I'm like, I really just want to know if I can eat Cheetos on Thursday. I mean, really, you know, and it'd be healthy for me. That's the thing. So, yeah, but it's fascinating. I wish I had the patience to like figure that out. But yeah, I'm totally fascinated. Have you met somebody that can actually do that? Like plot it out like that?
I did talk to an astrologer that was on Blog Talk, and he caught my attention when he said that. So,
yeah. Well, if you find a good one, let us know, Jay.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, definitely. I'll be seriously. Yeah, I mean, I know there are people out there that can tune into that stuff, and they get it. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what color socks to wear on a particular day. I just, you know, are the stars going to align right for that? I don't know. I poke fun at it all the time because it is way over my head, and I will be the first to say that. But I know that someone can do it. They can chart that out for you.
Yeah.
They must
know.
Sure,
but you can get really caught up in this stuff. And I'm stressing this more and more that I was talking to some people in December, and it was after a drumming circle. I said, you don't want to perfect yourself spiritually, because you can just get so caught up in it that you lose just living. And
right.
I just find that's what I found out the hard way too. Is like you were trying to figure out this belief, or you know, do I wear my socks on this day? you can get caught up to a point, or spirits telling you all the thing to do this and do that, and I can get just living.
Yeah.
Living.
So to me, it's kind of like you're trying to figure all that out. But life in itself is such a it can be a mystery, and it can be this fun puzzle, and it can be this thing. And I know we're here to have these experiences, so that's exactly what I keep thinking about. And you know, and Anita, whenever I think about me really honing that that empath skill or that psychic skill or that medium skill, right? And part of me is like, do you really want to know? Do you really want to know what's going to happen? Do you really want to know what's going on tomorrow? You know, so it's that thing.
Right.
You know, I like surprises for the most part. You know,
right.
I like surprises. But, you know, I'm with you, Jay. You can get caught up in it so much where it kind of consumes you. And that part of it, I guess, I mean, I'm definitely in awe of people that do it and love doing it. And but that just shows you there are different people, and people like doing different things. So I was trying to find the one. I was trying to find out what was the most auspicious location for me to live. That's what I was trying to find out. And somebody, I want to say they called it cartology. And so I think that's it. So, but there's a way to figure out, like, there's a chart, like much like, you know, astrology, there's a chart that kind of spans out over the world and says, if you live in this place, you like your energy is different and you would actually manifest differently. And, you know, so, you know, this is the most abundant place.
Yeah.
The most,
really?
You know, so.
Of course.
Yeah. So don't dive in too deep. I'm just saying it's something that I was messing around with because, I realized, like, right now in my life, I could live anywhere I wanted to. I could move anywhere I wanted to. And I'm like, what's the most auspicious place for me to move to, you know? And I was trying to figure that out. And because I was thinking when I went out west, maybe that's where I want to be. But I decided, no, I love the south. I love the southern part of the United States. It's beautiful here. And I've got a lot of family and friends, and it's fun. And, you know, so I was thinking about that. But I think it's cartology.
Right,
or cartology.
There is a cartology. It's CARDOLOGY. The cards of life is what it's called. There is that.
This is
There's actually an international association of cardiology.
But I know this one was about. Cartology is about map making, but it seems like there is some other part of that that is about the energy. They read the energy of the map and say, based on again, probably when you were born, what time, where you would end up being on the map, like where I, you know, and I think I got weird places like, you know, the west, the middle, in the United States, it was like Colorado or something, and then like on the other side of the world, you know, so I'm like, I'm just trying about that. It seems like I looked at it and was trying to, but it's, you know, so many fine lines and so many degrees, and I'm like, oh, man. I was like looking for a specific color and, you know, trying to pinpoint exactly where they were telling me to be. And I'm like, I don't know. I just, you know, then we get into feng shui, which sounded easy to
Just maybe say, universe, get me where I need to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes that's just, you know, it's like I just, you know, right now to put gas in my car, I need to like get somewhere and take a nap. But lately that's been it. Like, just get me to someone's house so I can take a nap. Oh my gosh. Anyway. No, I find it all fascinating. But we've got a couple minutes left. So Jay, thanks for joining us, man. And I think I got some other callers on the line, and we thank you so much for listening in. And hanging out with us, and
you're welcome.
Next time,
and
nice to jump in on the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you much, and gratitude, prosperous, and healthy blessings for you for 2020. Let's get
thank
it started.
You.
Thanks. You too, Jay. We
thank
Anita.
You.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And take care.
All right. You too. All right, we can wrap it up. Anita, once again, appreciating you getting on the air and chatting it up and answering, I know, my silly questions. It's like, it still fascinates me. Like, I'm totally fascinated by,
pull a card for you on what they feel about a place for you to move. If you'd like me to.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah,
just
that's
hear
fine.
What spirit and the angels say about moving?
Yeah, I was
just
trying to figure it out. I kept saying, you know, when am I going to land? When am I going to land? And there's like, maybe in the spring. I don't know. Like, I'm torn between two states right now. But yeah, let's see what spirit has
to
say.
Well, you know, we love having you here in Georgia. So
I love Georgia.
But I'm sure people love having you wherever you are. So I don't think that's a problem for you.
I don't think that's a problem for me. Yeah, I feel it in my bones that I want to create a home base somewhere, and I don't think that that's going to be. Within the next 6 months, to be honest with you. At some point, it will be that I'll be traveling back and forth.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I used the fairy deck for you. Well, it flew out. Okay, it flew out. It's eight of summer. So it's not spring,
eight
it's
of summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the funny thing, it says the desire for a more meaningful life, realizing that it's time to move on.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I just thought that was funny. That's why I just love cards, because I'm like, okay, they're listening.
Yeah.
Summer.
summer. Yeah. Well, I know I probably couldn't handle. I probably couldn't handle a summer in Alabama, so I have a feeling that
Atlanta.
So I'm going to be up there with you. I have a gut feeling because it's
perfect.
Cooler up there, too. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know that's left open for you, so. But it says the fairy has packed up her belongings and has chosen a new path for herself. A beautiful dawn awaits her. That is
nice.
That's perfect. Yep.
Yep.
So wherever
there's all kinds of stuff,
it's going to be, it's going to be something beautiful awaiting you. So just let it go, surrender, and watch the sun.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Me and the pup, me and the puppy, me and the 100-pound puppy. That's we're traveling right now, so it's all good. All right, young lady, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to Bless the Mess on Universal Energy Radio. To get in touch with Anita, Anita, please give us your email address.
Anita@earthpathguide.com.
Earthpathguide.com, and that website will be up. Should be up by the end of the month, right?
Right.
And then I am Anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. You can get in touch with either of us. If you have any questions or comments or want to just hang out and chit-chat, it's all good. So we do appreciate you. We appreciate you joining us live and downloading us on iTunes. That would be really awesome, too. Anyway, if you want to like us on social media, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio or on Instagram under Universal Energy Media. Have a fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and we'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.